You know, right now there's a dump up there and a shooting range. And unfortunately, it's been overused as a place that people illegal camp. They, you know, back their pickup trucks and dump trash into the creek. It's the home of a polluted hot spring. So, you know, we thought it was something that should be cleaned up. And the best way to do that is to do a small development that would allow, you know, money to be spent on cleaning it up. So we made a proposal to the city that we would lease the land. Right now, I think the lease is determined at about between 20 and 60 years. We'd come in, we'd develop the small hot springs, a small 40-unit RV park next to the hot springs, and then an upper facility that had more primitive camping, tent camping with pit toilets, only open in the summer. The city's spending a lot of money building mountain bike trails, so mountain bikers a lot of times need places to camp. So a place where they have a toilet and some running water and a place to set up a tent we thought would be desirable. So that was the whole idea in a nutshell, and we started getting some pushback of people that not wanting it. And, you know, we're not here to push anything or force anything down people's throats, so we really wanted to see what people wanted. So that's kind of why we're here, to kind of tell everybody about a survey we're doing to help us decide what really should happen at South Canyon. And I think it's a 5-question survey. Do people just want the hot springs only? Do they want the hot springs in the lower RV site, or the hot springs, the lower RV site, and the tent camping site? So you can go at any level that you think is appropriate for South Canyon, and we'll review them and see, and we'll take the information to City Council and see if we can make something happen for the community.
And so at the end of that lease, the property would be turned over to the city?
The property, including all the improvements, goes back to the city, and they can either operate the hot springs themselves or do anything they want with them. And during that lease period, it's a percentage of gross. So, you know, I estimated that the city was going to get somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000 a year of lease payments and not have to do anything, no capital outlay. And they could use that money to do stuff in South Canyon, you know, build more bike trails, you know, do stuff like that. So, you know, they own about, I think it's about 2,000 acres in South Canyon, and these developments would take a total of about 25 to 30 acres. So about 1% of the land, and the rest was going to be safe for open space and mountain biking and all that stuff. And I still wonder, you know, they're building all these mountain bike trails. I don't know where everybody's going to go to the bathroom, or, you know, if there can be, it's going to bring a lot more illegal camping and illegal campfires into the valley. I don't know. But our development was more designed to try to accommodate some of that additional impacts into the canyon.
And what would your improvements to the pools look like?
The mineral water coming out of the ground is approximately 118 degrees, and we don't really know the flow. It's somewhere around 60 to 100 gallons a minute. It's a fairly small flow. So my guess is it's maybe 3 or 4 mineral pools at different temperatures, a small general store, and some rustic changing rooms. It would be a compared to the existing hot springs at the Iron Mountain or at the Glenwood Hot Springs, it would be much more rustic, much more fitting into the environment of a place where people wanted to come camp and mountain bike and sit in some hot springs in the evening. So that was kind of the details that I was going to put into this facility.
Do you see it being comparatively cheaper than the Iron Mountain or?
Absolutely. That's the idea, is it's going to be a more affordable option, but pricing on anything is really driven by demand. I mean, you know, you can make anything cheap, but then all of a sudden 10 million people come and it becomes an awful experience. So a lot of times pricing is the only way we have to control, you know, how many people utilize the facility. So unless we did, you know, like Avalanche Ranch, where there's so many people in the morning and some people in the afternoon, and you sign up early and we limit the number of people. And we thought about that. So it's, if you stay in the RV park, you use the hot springs, plus there's X number of people in the morning or in the afternoon that could utilize it. But it would be on a reservation only, just so it doesn't get overused or overcrowded.
These camping sites so close to the dump or the shooting range, is that of concern?
So the lower site is approximately between a half and mile and 3/4 mile up the canyon, and you reach it before you get to the dump or the shooting range. And the shooting range is actually around the corner, and so you can't even hear shooting at that site. The one impact would be traffic going up the road to the dump during the day. But, you know, my thought is that the dump closes at 4 o'clock, and there's, you know, we timed it. There's a truck every 5 minutes or so. So it's not terrible, and we could, you know, put trees up to isolate the facility and make it, you know, we have a hot springs facility that's right next to I-70, and we, you know, mitigate sound there with music and trees and stuff. And this would be a much easier site to mitigate sound. And at 4 o'clock, the dump shuts down and it's quiet, peaceful. It's a beautiful place to be. And then the upper side is much more remote and pristine. That's why I'd say it'd only be open in the summertime and set up more for just tent camping. And you can't see the dump, hear anything up there. It's more of the area that's currently being used for more illegal type camping, where people go up and have parties and bonfires and stuff like that.
And the Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park is really weighing the public impression into the decision of whether or not to go forward.
Absolutely. You know, we certainly don't want this to be something that people don't want. So, you know, if people don't want it, then we haven't run out of things to do at the adventure park. So there's plenty of stuff that we can do in our current facilities. So this is something that doesn't have to happen. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Steve Beckley.
Thank you so much.